My name is Christian West. I'm a senior at J.J. Pierce High School. Yeah, that's right, pony up. All right. I'm standing here in the light, but I once lived in darkness. Growing up, I lived in an awesome Christian home with two awesome parents that loved me so much. The first 5 or so years of my life, I was an only child, but that changed real quick, trust me. My little sister Madison came into the world, and nobody was more excited than I was. But my feelings soon changed to feeling of lesser value, feeling like I was more of a mistake. You see, my parents had me almost a year before they even got married. So I felt like she was more thought out while I was more the accident. So what do you do with these feelings when you're a young child? You push them way down and hope they go away. Now, my dad had a real troubled past, and that really came out in his relationship with my mom. They would fight almost 3 times a week, screaming matches even more frequently. I remember being 3 years old and hiding in between the bed and the side table just so I could feel a little bit safe. Sometimes we'd even have to go over to a family friend's house and spend the night just to ride out my dad's anger. And this really, really left a mark on my life and gave me the wrong idea of what a man was. My dad later found help and he made amazing strides, but I hadn't made the same improvements yet. Let's fast forward to my teenage years. It was freshman year when I decided to run away for the first time. I got about 2 miles down the road, got real tired, and called my parents. I remember sitting on the steps of the library. My dad comes swerving on up. And at this point, I'm expecting him to be mad at me. I'm expecting him to just pull me in the car and not talk to me. But he ran out of that car so fast and grabbed me and just hugged me so hard. Screaming matches became frequent. Almost every day. I remember one day it got so intense, I just decided to go for a walk. I just couldn't take it anymore. Then my little sister, Madison, came out running, bursting in tears, begging me not to run away. At that moment, I saw the exact same kid who was hiding between the side table and the bed. That's when I fully realized my struggle with anger and the effect it had on everyone else. It would still take me some time to fully control my anger, but I was getting there. My junior year, I remember I was fighting with my parents about something insignificant, and I just broke down into tears. I couldn't take it anymore. I didn't want to be angry about anything or anyone anymore. With this anger came bitterness to other people. I would sometimes lash out at kids at school. I pushed many friends away. I even yelled at some teachers. I was walking around with a black heart, not wanting God's light to pour into my life. My grandparents and my parents would always tell me the same verse. James 1:19 through 20 says, "My dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to anger, because human anger does not produce the righteousness that God desires." Me and my parents' screaming matches became one-on-one talks, and my small group leaders, Justin and Bill, helped me and met with me and my parents to help me through this problem. But most importantly, God showed me his unconditional love through my parents. They have never given up on me, even though I've been pretty terrible to them. They have never given up on me, and neither did God. I once lived in the darkness of anger, but God's light has flooded into my life. If you have lived or are currently living in the darkness of anger, and you have or want to experience God's light, let's light up the darkness together. Shine your light with me now.